Welcome back, folks. It's your boy, Luch Dog, hanging out with you. Oh, boy, we got another show to do. And we can't wait to do that with you. So, welcome and thank you for hanging out. We're doing a little bit of figuring out some audio right now. Belly's doing stuff. What's up? He's right? I can't hear you.
Everything's right on Skype.
Everything's right on Skype. Can you hear us?
Good.
Let's find out. Okay. So welcome to the show, folks. Of course, when we want to give away a lot of money, everything goes wrong. That's what happens. Everybody's listening. So thank you for joining us. I got a whole lot of fun stuff for you today. Is he good? Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Welcome, my brother.
Greetings and salutations. Good morning.
There he is.
I think we're all good now.
Hey, thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate the note in my ear. Belly Matt LaBelle across the way. How are you, bud?
I'm feeling fine and doing fine.
Okay, can we just start over? Hold on a second.
I'm feeling fine and doing fine.
Give me my...
I'm ready. I'm ready today. I'm ready.
What happened? Potts, are you good over there?
Yeah, we're all good.
I think the music still sounds a little weird.
Yeah, so we wanted to kind of fix this for you, but hell, you know, when you do it live, you just go with it. So, all right, let's just start off with something funny. This girl was a smoke show, and she, like, I did a wedding, Potts, for like a 21-year-old couple. So,
first off, that's the biggest fail ever. But
you
whatever.
Might say that, but boy, were these these kids were so right for it. If there was ever a couple to get married early, it's these two. Now, I don't ever want to talk about a couple that I'm marrying as a DJ, right? I'm not putting them on blast. If Potts,
we're speaking in complete general terms.
Strictly general.
I will make a blanket statement that says. No one should get, I think no one should get married before they're 30, but let's be realistic and say 28-ish. But that, and I mean, you're talking from a guy that turns 40 this year. I'm talking from experience and that's been divorced. So,
and you
I
got
mean,
married at what, 33, 32?
I got married at, like 30, 31 or 32-ish. Yeah.
Braxton Blue, our producer, our TV producer extraordinaire, grab that microphone. Tell us what you would think it would be like to be married right now, 24.
I can't even fathom that thought.
What year
honest.
Would you like to be married?
I don't know. I think Potts is right around 30. Like, I think that sounds like a reasonable time.
Did you ever have a number in your head, Belly?
30.
30?
Yeah.
My
it's
parents. My parents.
He's going to ask the next person, next woman I see.
You married me. You married me.
I'm going to be 31 in 6 months. I got to get going.
What does that say on the back of your laptop as we get organized here? It says we are all
caps.
We're all rocking the red. We rocked the red all last show yesterday on the yep. Voice of One Wheel where we're all wearing red. We're going to be rocking the red on Thursday. That's the phrase that we say here because everybody wears red. We have a red out. You know what a white out is. We have a red out here at in D.C.
Capital One Arena.
Thank you, in
Washington
D.C.
Capitals.
They're going to be in Vegas for Game 5. Belly's going to be downtown, so we're going to get into all those details next. But
they're
yes.
one win away. From winning the Stanley Cup and bringing a championship to a big old droughted city of championships. So we're close. We got this. The last 32 times the team has gone up 3-1, they've won the Stanley Cup. So let's keep that streak alive.
Nice, Potts. Very well done. So this couple is like 21. So you can imagine what the guests' age were, right?
Can we just back up a little? I don't want to dwell too long, but what makes this couple different from other? Can you talk about that? I mean, yeah. You're not bashing them. I'm just curious why they're different.
Well, you know what it is. Honestly, the bride was one of the prettiest women I've ever seen.
Okay, that's meaningless.
Moving forward,
she sets the bar.
With that being the case. She was maybe one of the sweetest people I've ever met. That combo doesn't come together. That combo does not come together. Not only that, but he wasn't, you know, high school, immature dickhead kind of guy
right.
who got the hot chick in high school.
He was mature for his age.
He was mature for his age. She was mature for her age. They were going around, you know, hosting and making sure all of the adults were having a good time. Like, this was impressive to see 21-year-olds or however old they were. I just know they were right out of college. To see them behave that way was unreal for me. What, Potts?
I was, when I got married at 31, I was so drunk. I barely remember my wedding, but in my defense, I'd been up all night working at a nightclub in Vegas. I flew to Utah and I got drunk on the plane. I got drunk before the plane came. Me and my best man, we went on the plane. I ordered a Bloody Mary. I passed out. I woke up to the plane landing, the flight attendant tapping on my shoulder and saying, sir, you know you need to pay for that. Never even opened the little liquor bottle of vodka, and there was just a cup of melted ice with tomato juice sitting in front of me. So in your defense of what you're saying, age doesn't always necessarily mean that you're ready or mature. So we'll give you that one.
So didn't you leave your bride like at a strip club or something like that?
No. Well, so what happened was, I was at, so I had my favorite stripper, adult dancer, CJ Miles. You can look her up on Instagram.
She says this every time. Look her up on Instagram. You can look her up on, she's smoking hot. You're right. You're okay. You're, we're not judging you.
So I called her, I texted her. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be at Spearmint Rhino for my bachelor party. She's like, well, I'm not working, but I'll work that night. Cause she knew she was going to make, you know, serious money. So we went and all my friends went. We ended up having it's a longer story, but we ended up all at the same strip club, bachelorette party.
Nice.
And I was in the private room with this girl, CJ, whatever. She knows who she is. And security comes up to me and they go, sir, is your wife here? And I go,
I hope not.
She's not my wife yet. And they're like, well, she's like right outside this private room and she wants to talk to you. I was like, oh my God, FML. So I go out there and she's like, everyone left. So as I'm like my world is falling apart right in front of my eyes, my buddy and business partner now, Scoots, walks by and I grab him and I'm like, we need a ride home, or she needs a ride home. And she's like, well, you're coming with me. So we went, they dropped me off at the hotel I was staying at, because we were in the middle of our bachelorette party. So they dropped me off at my hotel and he was taking her to her hotel. As soon as the car leaves the valet area, I hop in a cab and go right back to Rhino. So yeah, I went home with her like a gentleman, but I went right back there. You bet your bottom dollar. So
that's good. All right. Well, we have to give you guys a letter. Well played. Go ahead and transition that over. And he's got another one. He left one out. That's good. So we'll give you guys another letter. Very good, Potts. And yeah, we'll continue talking about the fact that they were young and getting married. But the truth of the matter is, I always wanted to have a kid by 35 and I'm 34. So that is kind of giving me a little bit of anxiety right now. And not only that, but we just watched the Mighty Ducks and we talked about this yesterday. I will tell you something different. You've got new letters on the screen. For the podcast listeners, it's four blanks, then it's three blanks, then it's three blanks, three words. So it's four blanks, three blanks, three blanks. That's all I'm giving you. Now, I watched Mighty Ducks with Belly, Potts, and Gordon Bombay is like somebody that used to be like a role model to me as a kid, you know? And not only did we talk about how he's an asshole, we'll get there if we want to. Gordon Bombay is a shithead.
Who is that?
He's the coach of the Mighty Ducks.
Remember Emilio Estevez?
Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So his character ends up being a real big asshole, which we were talking about yesterday on the Voice of One Wheel, which I didn't realize as a kid. But what I did realize as an adult, Belly, how old is he? I'm watching the movie and I'm like, wait a minute, how old is he?
He's 30.
Emilio Estevez is 30.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like I'm 34. Again, this is the same old school movement I had when I was like, Will Ferrell was 35 in old school. Look how old he looks now. Look how fast.
He looked old in old school.
Didn't it seem like old school came out yesterday? How quickly he went from that looking to now how he looks?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
It scares me, man.
I'm a massive 311 fan, and to see these guys getting gray
freaks me out.
A big reality check for me.
I've got really gray hair. Crazy.
Not only that, Belly, but like I've got the gray hair too, but where is my career based on their careers? You know what I mean? Like that's how I see it. I do compare myself. I feel like we have the potential to do whatever anybody else could do.
Of course.
So I'm like, oh man, we got to get on it.
But that can happen at any age. You have to be confident in that fact.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going through the same thing. Like, I mean, I turned 40 this month and, you know, I'm now having a kid, so it's cool. But I mean, I'm already like, I'm going to be 50 when this kid can drink. I'm going to be 60. I mean,
Probably dead, Potts. Let's be honest.
I'm going to be 52 when this kid starts drinking.
Comment. I'm just kidding, man. I got a touchdown from the social media line. Hold on. No, not for you. No, take that back.
Was that a premature?
I thought it was a touchdown for me, but that's fine.
Yeah, that was for you, Belly, but whatever.
Morning, fam. It's the second one. So first of all, from the social media lounge, morning fam, Mandy needs $100 today. Neck is jacked up and needs a massage. And then Sean Cohen writes, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Touchdown.
What does that mean?
I knew Potts wasn't going to get that one. That's the Marshawn Lynch. Remember, he would say that at every single question he was asked at any post-game press conference.
I can guarantee no one.
Shout out to Sean.
That, but whatever.
Oh my God. Everybody, I think you're in the minority, Potts, of people who don't know what that means. However, remember, we are really excited today to give away that $100. So good luck to everybody, and thank you guys in the SML. You know what that stands for.
Oh, I like that. So, SML.
Right? The girls, this is a wedding of nothing but like girls in college, guys in college, right out of college. These kids, I mean, these girls.
Everybody's single.
They're just throwing down, and these girls are so hot. And what I'm used to seeing is the disappointment of, oh, look at that, a hot girl on the dance floor. You look at her hand, and she's wearing a ring. That's usually the progression. However, on this night, oh my God, that girl is the hottest woman I've ever seen. And she doesn't have a ring on her finger. Wait, she's dancing with a girl who's even hotter than that. She also doesn't have a ring on the finger. And then that just happened the whole night. So I'm like, oh my God.
No one's married
here. This is amazing. Like, what is going on? And I still feel like, remember, if anybody's listening who wants to hire me, or really it doesn't make a difference, you guys know, do I feel like I can hit on these people?
You ugly. You're ugly, and your mother ugly, and your sister ugly. You're just plain old ugly.
No.
No, I don't, but not because I'm ugly. What an a-hole.
Oh, man, that's like a touchdown for a sound clip.
Yeah, give it to the sound clip. That's fair.
Oh, it's getting off hot tonight.
That's six for Potts.
Oh, my God. No, I don't feel like it would be right for me to hit on guests at a wedding at which I'm working, because I feel like I need to be professional, and that's how I keep my job, and that's how I sustain my status at doing this very well. However, I mean... I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's amazing.
You're still a man.
I'm still a man. I'm still going to enjoy the fact that there's just incredibly hot women dancing on the dance floor. And you know what they're doing, Belly. What do hot girls always do when they get to the dance floor? Where do they dance on the dance floor?
Right in front of the DJ.
Right in front of the DJ. Every time. They just want my attention, and they couldn't care less about me. It's just the DJ. It's not Adam. It's the DJ, right? So this girl is in a black pantsuit. It's not revealing or anything, but boy, did she rock this well? The V-neck came like all the way down, like almost to her belly button.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, the way you all responded, I wish I could cut that up right now.
There was no back, right? Or like
a little bit of back, but the pants were a little bit baggy, you know, light fitting.
Almost like bell bottom.
Yeah, bell bottom jeans. Exactly, yeah. You know, apple bottom. Yeah.
I've seen that. Legs for days on those.
And man,
and you don't even see the legs.
No, you don't see the legs, and you don't see a lot of form fitting from the body because it's loose fitting clothes. But you could tell her just boom, 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 like it was phenomenal.
Wow, so, she's got a lot of bumps. How many asses does she have?
Give him another letter before we continue. Let's give him another letter. Let's go. Good luck. Skip the sex is the first guest in the social media lounge. That would be good, but no. No, 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 no. Give them another letter as I continue telling the story.
Skip this. No.
So I play the Cupid Shuffle. And the Cupid Shuffle, you guys know, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left.
I don't think I've ever heard that song,
four commands, Pods. The four commands are to the right, to the left, kick, now turn.
Yeah, it tells you how to dance.
It's like the easiest four steps in the planet. Like Cha-Cha Slide, really, you have to listen to know what they're asking you to do. This one is like literally three steps to the right, three steps to the left, kick, 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 now turn. Like it's the easiest freaking thing to do on the planet, but I do it so confidently. It works every time. When I play Cupid Shuffle, everybody in the crowd goes, oh, some people start running out to the dance floor, but then I go out to the dance floor and I say, who's going to lead it? Knowing that everybody's going to be a clusterfuck of just like, well, who's leading it? And then I run out. I got you guys. And I run out and I lead it and I go all the way around. So I'll do it one time here, and then when it says now turn, I'll sprint to where we are there, and then I'll sprint to where we are there, and I'll sprint to where we are there, and people freaking love it.
Dude, I so want to go to a wedding with you. I really want to see you in action. I mean, you're obviously the best in the business, but just watching you work the room is got to be a show for sure.
I think I have fun doing it, and that's contagious. So that's I think why it's attractive to people is because I'm having so much fun. You don't have to, but if I'm having this much fun, why aren't you? Like, what's wrong with you? So
right.
It's really funny that I go out to lead it And then she goes, oh my God, and comes out to dance next to me as if we're the two leading it.
Nice.
Life is good for your boy at this moment. But she's wearing really, really, really high heels. And the dance floor,
Oh, here we go. Don't blame the dance floor. No, no, was that a 90-degree angle, the dance floor? Is that what happened?
She's also in like a fun six, house? She's also 5'10" regularly, probably.
Oh, no. Right. It has nothing to do with that. But what happens is we're dancing next to each other, and within 3 seconds, when she goes to kick, her heel hits the edge of the dance floor, right? It's like the floor is here, then it goes up on angle, and then the dance floor. And she hit on the edge, and she just goes down right in front of everybody. I had 200 people doing the Cupid Shuffle. The hottest chick is standing next to me. She goes to give a kick, hits the dance floor on the angle with the edge of her shoe, and just bites it.
How red was her face?
She handled it like a champ.
Nice.
Probably because she knew it doesn't matter what she does. She still is smoking hot.
Yeah.
But I literally had to at that moment. How bad is this timing? We'll take a break in just a second. As soon as she fell, it said, now kick, now kick, now walk it by yourself. And I have to go sprint and leave her. So the timing feels like she dropped. I looked down like, what the fuck? And then just ran away from her. I had to go back to her later and be like, I'm so sorry, girl. I wasn't bailing on you. I just had to continue to lead the dance.
Right. I just didn't want to miss the next move. Come on.
I needed to stay in front of the people.
Belly's got a stand-up comedy bit for you coming up next. And then Matty Potts wants to tell you all about the private party he can't talk about. So we're going to find out how he's going to discuss that. He got a write-up in LA Weekly from Marinate.com. And Marinate Your Life on the corner of Melrose and Western. We're so happy for him. And he's also got a new diet. So a whole lot of stuff coming up next. Brax, what are we showing the people here? What do you want to do? What are we showing them?
Brax, you're here, by the way. We're glad to have you.
Yes, we've had... What?
Thought we were going to
break. We are going to break. What video are you going to show them?
Oh. What would you like me to
Let's do a...
Surprise us.
Let's do Matty Potts.
All right.
Let's do Matty Potts' commercial that he made, which just has us tickling.
Oh, gosh.
Our funny bones. You got that up?
It's so great.
All right. We'll be back after this. Sleep Talking in the Morning.